KDBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The attorneys general in New York and California are conducting a joint investigation into the National Football League over allegations of workplace discrimination and hostility. The allegations first surfaced in a 2022 report in the New York Times that said more than 30 former female NFL employees were retaliated against after they filed complaints with human resources. Following months of listening to evidence and 1 week of deliberating the charges, a federal jury convicted four members of the Proud Boys in the January 6th seditious conspiracy trial.
U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly said the far-right organization's leader, Enrique Tarrio, was convicted of seditious conspiracy for his role in the deadly attack on the Capitol, accused of conspiring to forcibly prevent the peaceful transfer of power from then-President Trump to Joe Biden in the 2020 election, even though he wasn't present on the ground on January 6th. And when ABC News, Washington.
This is ABC News. BMW has issued an urgent do not drive warning to owners of certain models made from 2000 to 2006, calling the risk dire. The alert is related to the recall of Takata airbags that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says are becoming more dangerous. The models include the 3 and 5 series. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits is going up. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
In the week ending April 29th, an estimated 242,000 first-time jobless claims were filed. That's an increase of 13,000 from the week before. And the trend line is showing a steady rise in that number, with the four-week moving average for unemployment filings up to 239,000. The Labor Department found the biggest increases in Massachusetts, Illinois, and New York State.
While jobless claims are up in some sectors, there are openings in the airline industry. United Airlines, preparing for a busy summer season, says it hired 7,000 new workers in the first 4 months of this year and plans to add 15,000 by the end of the year. Rena Roy, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Dan Knodel was sworn into his seat in the 8th Senate District Wednesday night after resigning from the Assembly at 5 p.m. He served 13 years in the 24th District and served as Assistant Majority Leader and Chair of the Republican Caucus. Senator Knodel will complete the term of former Senator Alberta Darling. She resigned her post in December after spending 32 years in the state legislature. A group of Republican state lawmakers introducing a plan requiring Wisconsin hospitals be more transparent in what they charge for procedures. The measure requires hospitals keep a list of non-emergency services they provide and bans providers from charging for that information or forcing people to set up an account in order to access it. The Wisconsin Hospital Association says the measure isn't necessary because similar federal requirements already exist. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Here's what's going on around the area. Going on now through May 31st, it's the Spring Bloom at the Green Bay Botanical Gardens that takes place 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Green Bay Blizzard Indoor Football Friday night, May 5th at the Resch Center. The Blizzard takes on the Massachusetts Pirates. That's at 6:05. Friday through Sunday, May 5th through the 7th at the Resch Expo, it's Jurassic Quest. Lifelike dinosaurs will roar all weekend long. Great for the family. On Saturday the 6th, stroll through De Pere and sip your favorite hard seltzer. That takes place 1 until 5 o'clock throughout the downtown area. And on Sunday, May 7th, the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra comes to the Widener Center, presented by the Green Bay Civic Music Association. That is at 3 p.m. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, we'd love to help you out. Email it to info@civicmedia.us. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The attorneys general in New York and California are conducting a joint investigation into the National Football League.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. Very disturbing revelation, very disturbing development. It turns out that the billionaire Harlan Crow, who had been financing a lot of personal expenses and vacations, his mother's house for Clarence Thomas in the Supreme Court. It turns out now that he also paid the tuition and was not revealed to the Supreme Court in the financial statements, paid the tuition for Randolph, let's see, looking at this that just came over the wire, Mark Martin, he is a great nephew of Clarence Thomas. Harlan Crow paid his tuition, is about $6,000 a month in a boarding school. Hidden Lake Academy is an exclusive boarding school, $6,000 a month. And then he went to another private school, Randolph-Macon County School, Randolph-Macon Academy in Virginia. Crow paid for that too. Because Crow didn't disclose this and because Clarence Thomas didn't disclose this, the amount could have been in excess of $150,000. Remember, 1 year at $6,000 a month, let's say it's a 9-month school year, and you do that over 4 years and you do another school, who knows how much it was, but it was a lot of money. It was a lot of money. The sad thing, and it's a sneaky thing, Clarence Thomas disclosed another friend who contributed $5,000 to his grandnephew's education in one of these schools. $5,000. He did disclose that, but he didn't disclose Harlan Crow giving potentially more than $150,000. More than $150,000. Now, let me build on this. This is a culmination of a series of scandals that have been revealed about the Supreme Court. Let's just talk about Clarence Thomas first. Clarence Thomas, for about 20 years, got vacations paid. One of them was a $500,000 vacation on a private yacht all around the Indonesian islands. There are many other vacations. Also, his mother's house. His mother's house was bought for $133,000 by Harlan Crow or one of his companies. And then they put on a new roof. They put on a gate. They put on a lock. All very, very nice. And his mother still lives in it. And Clarence Thomas owned part of that house, and under the law, he was supposed to reveal any real estate transaction that he was involved in. His wife, Ginny, got a very, very large salary from a couple of very right-wing politically oriented groups, and that wasn't disclosed, and it should have been. There's a line on the financial statement that says spouse's income, it was left blank. This is crooked, okay? It's just flat out crooked. He's not alone. The Chief Justice, Roberts' wife, is a lawyer. When the Chief Justice went on the Supreme Court, she left her law firm and became a, quote, legal recruiter, end quote. And she would call up big law firms and say, boy, here are some good people you might want to hire, which are all people at the top law firms doing well, and they would have been recruited anyway. Over a couple of years, she made $10.5 million. $1 million. That was listed as salary by him, not commissions, salary, as if she's working for somebody and giving $10.5 million. He knew who the law firms were who paid her, and he sat there and ruled on cases from any law firm without revealing what money his wife's gotten. How about Gorsuch? Gorsuch owned a fishing cabin in Colorado. Now, you may say, oh, that's a good expensive property. Not necessarily. If you have property in Aspen, it's expensive property. In Vail, yes, and some other areas. But not every fishing cabin in Colorado, just like not every cottage, every summer home in Wisconsin. Some of them, fine, they're expensive. Some of them, they can't sell them. They can't give them away. Gorsuch had been trying to sell this property unsuccessfully until he got on the Supreme Court. Suddenly, the CEO of one of the largest law firms in the country said, boy, I really like fishing cabins in Colorado. And I really like that fishing cabin. And I am going to give you some money for it. Gorsuch sold it. And he reported there are ranges of profit and ranges of income on these financial things. He made somewhere between $250,000 and $500,000. 250 to 500 when he hadn't been able to sell it for a couple of years before that. I will say it bluntly. What is happening is the U.S. Supreme Court, there are 9 members of it. Remember, there's 7 members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. There are 9 members of the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court's the big kahuna. At least 3 of them are beholden to right-wing law firms or right-wing groups. Then it was revealed that Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, so make that 4 justices, by the right-wing Antonin Scalia Law School at George Mason University, said, boy, would you like to go to Italy, maybe, in the summer, and when you're in recess, or the UK? Pick the city. Pick the city. And they pick a city. Gorsuch in the UK, Kavanaugh in Italy. Then they go, well, we'd like you to teach, but mornings only. You have the rest of the time off to yourself. And the most lavish accommodations, lavish travel. This is a paid vacation. Now, it doesn't come close to what happens with Clarence Thomas or even with Gorsuch's fishing cabin or John Roberts' wife's $10.5 million. But if somebody called you up and gave you those kinds of vacations, you would be well disposed to them. You would be well disposed to them. And because they're conservative groups, hook, line, and sinker, you go right wing on all your decisions. And that some of them will say, well, but you can't point, Matt, to a specific case that was affected by this, just general right wing stuff like Dobbs and so on. Well, that's bad enough, but yes, with Harlan Crowe, there was a case. Harlan Crowe, an interest in Trammell Crowe, and there was a lawsuit that got to the Supreme Court. It got to the Supreme Court on a copyright on architectural drawings. There's no disclosure at all about how far Clarence Thomas was into Harlan Crowe's pockets. I want to hit a larger question. Everybody now is talking about, oh, there should be a code of ethics with the Supreme Court. Well, even if there was a code of ethics, Clarence Thomas violated. He violated even his financial disclosure obligations by not reporting his wife's income, by not reporting the real estate transaction on his mother's house, and now certainly not reporting the large amount of money that Harlan Crow paid in tuition at a very upscale boarding school for his great nephew. Now, what do we do about this? Quite frankly, the level of money that Clarence Thomas took warrants a criminal investigation. Merrick Garland has the power to convene a grand jury and order subpoena Clarence Thomas to give testimony to this, and Harlan Crow. And Harlan Crow. He has the power to do it. When they asked John Roberts to come and speak to the Congress, he declined. They take the position they can't be subpoenaed. Like the president, you know, you have to be careful about how you go about subpoenaing him. But here's the problem. The Supreme Court has said that they have the power to overrule the president or Congress saying things are unconstitutional. But the president and Congress and no one else has the power to overrule them, and they serve for life. Clarence Thomas has been on the court since the early 90s, 30 years. He was in his 40s. Now I think he's in his 70s. He could last 20 more years. Essentially, on the take from Harlan Crow. And all of them on the take, not all of them, but some of the ones that I've just mentioned, from whoever eased their minds and eased their finances by paying the kind of money I just talked about. And they say we can't do anything about it. If Merrick Garland subpoenas Clarence Thomas to come to a criminal grand jury and he declines, that decision will be made by the Supreme Court. And if they say he's a Supreme Court justice, he doesn't have to go, there's a constitutional crisis. These people in the Moore v. Harper case are about to rule on what's called the independent legislature theory. We've already seen that the legislature in Texas has said that the Republican Secretary of State appointed by the governor can rule an election no good and do it over. Do it over. That's unconstitutional, but the Supreme Court won't say that. This Supreme Court, if they go with the independent legislature theory, will be the legislature picks the president, presidential electors, not you or me. What you or I vote is a beauty contest. Who the hell says they have this power when they're on the take, and even if they're not on the take? Who says they have this power? It does not say it in the Constitution, but for about 200 years, we have acquiesced in their doing this because they've done it with restraint, and they do it in the long run on cases that people agree with. When they didn't in Dred Scott, there was a civil war. When they didn't, Brown versus Board of Education, when they do New York Times versus Sullivan, Baker v. Carr, then people acquiesce in it. This is a constitutional crisis. This has got to be resolved. And since it can't be resolved legislatively by impeachment, because we have tarantulas in the Senate who will filibuster it, this has got to be resolved by criminal prosecution, and Merrick Garland has to bring a grand jury, in my opinion. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, You do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standard room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows around 45. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 59. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 48. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
If the standard state employee can't accept gifts of any kind, what does it matter? It's the whole disclosure thing. I said this in the previous hour, that they shouldn't be accepting anything at all, period. Pure and simple, the only enumeration that they should be receiving is their salary. I mean, the Constitution, I think I'm well within saying that, because then these guys are become rich men. And so then they basically don't have to pay for anything at all. I mean, they get all their vacations paid for. You know, it is just ethics right. Be damned as far as they're concerned. I mean, it is just. And John Roberts is as bad as the rest of them. He's acquiesced to, well, you can't touch us because we're the Supreme Court. I call BS on that. I mean,
let me jump on that. No, yeah, I agree. Hold on. I agree with that 100%. Let me take that a little farther. Back in the 60s, there was a U.S. Supreme Court justice named Abe Fortas, and Lyndon Johnson was about to elevate him to be Chief Justice. But Abe Fortas had been taking money from this guy, and it wasn't like the present system. It was a fairly small amount of money, and he was advising, I think, legally and in policy, some of this foundation's work. He resigned from the Supreme Court. He resigned. He did the right thing. And I think it was 25 grand a year or something. But he resigned, and he should have resigned. It was wrong for him to do that.
Updated forecast.
This thing is blatant as hell.
Thunderstorms.
You're paying
tonight,
for the private
cloudy skies
boarding school
expected.
Of one of their relatives and a lot of money.
Miles
the wife's getting, I think it was
chance
750 grand, and she, over a couple of years, and she is not even disclosed. Your mother's house gets bought.
Chance for scattered storms. $10.5 million
to the Chief Justice's wife. This is wrong. This is very, very wrong. Fishing cabinet suddenly is worth 500 grand
right
in
now,
gain
it's 66.
When he couldn't sell it before. Besides that, if they were honest in other respects, it might be not different. They should still leave the court. But what's happening is this court, and I want to put this on everyone's radar, is slowly, slowly destroying our democracy. It's happening in front of your eyes. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Very shortly, with the independent legislature theory, the legislatures will decide elections no matter how you vote. And they'll say it's because it's the independent legislature theory. But they know the legislatures are gerrymandered. So they know it's for the Republican Party to perpetuate itself and to keep gerrymandering itself every 10 years. Because if this Supreme Court under Janet Protasiewicz says we want fair maps, we want fair maps, and it goes to the Supreme Court, they'll say under the independent legislature theory, the Supreme Court has no jurisdiction. They'll just say it, no matter what the Wisconsin Constitution says. They have co-opted and captured the courts. In Texas, and I'm going to say it again, the Senate down there just passed a law that says the Secretary of State, appointed by the Republican governor, can overturn an election if it happens in a country, in a county with 2.7 million population or higher. There's only one in the state. That's Houston, Harris County. The next biggest one is Dallas with 2.6. They deliberately set it at that. That is the redheaded, left-handed man with a limp theory of drafting a statute. You define something so narrowly that it only applies to one person or one county. That's unconstitutional. But under the Supreme Court now, with the independent legislature theory, they'll say that's fine. Phoenix, not too long ago, had a law. This is before there are more Californians coming in. And that law said that every municipality in the state will have one polling place to save money. Phoenix has millions of people. One polling place where you have, you know, like Tarantula, Arizona, and Leopard Skin, Arizona, and, you know, Elkhorn, Arizona, and all this stuff. These tiny counties have one too. And they, well, it's the same, you know. Under the independent legislature theory, that's the way it's going. This is fake democracy. Even the worst autocracies in the world pretend to be democratic. There are elections in Russia. There are elections in North Korea. There are elections. Turns out there's only one candidate, and if you vote for the wrong guy, you get killed and all that. That is happening in the United States right now. Going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Monday, Wisco Paul.
Thanks for taking my call. Other countries are looking at the United States as a democracy, and we're deteriorating. Chief Justice Thomas, he was on the take for I don't know how much money. You can't trust any of his rulings. His wife was involved in the insurrection of January 6th. If that's not enough to remove him, I don't know what is. And then, of course, you have Gorsuch, and then now Thomas. So it's...
Right. Yeah, I just lost you, Paul. But here's the deal. You're right. But we're America. We are ascendant. We are exceptional. We are the most exceptional country in the history of the world. Why? Because with the Enlightenment in the 18th century, we were the first to throw off a king. We were the first. French Revolution came after us. We threw off a king. We have a democracy. We're all free people. We're all free people. We're not an autocratic country. We're not a commie country, not a fascist country. And that worked all through the 19th century under the greatest president, Abraham Lincoln saved us. 20th century, Franklin Roosevelt saved us. And we are falling into this because of what? Trump and the Republican Party, and they're doing it real sneaky. They take money. They're on the take. But in addition to that, they come up with the independent legislature theory. What does that mean? No one knows what that means. Oh, by the way, you can't vote. You can't vote. And in Texas, and it will spread, you designate one county, the Democratic county, and then you redo it. In this state, Trump wanted to redo the votes only in Dane County and Milwaukee. Fascism is creeping in on little cat's feet. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. Ed Sheeran says he's grateful a jury found he did.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The attorneys general in New York and California are conducting a joint investigation into the National Football League over allegations of workplace discrimination and hostility. The allegations first surfaced in a 2022 report in the New York Times that said more than 30 former female NFL employees were retaliated against after they filed complaints with human resources. Following months of listening to evidence and 1 week of deliberating the charges, A federal jury convicted four members of the Proud Boys in the January 6th seditious conspiracy trial.
U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly said the far-right organization's leader, Enrique Tarrio, was convicted of seditious conspiracy for his role in the deadly attack on the Capitol, accused of conspiring to forcibly prevent the peaceful transfer of power from then-President Trump to Joe Biden in the 2020 election, even though he wasn't present on the ground on January 6th. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
This is ABC News.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Efforts to overhaul Wisconsin's shared revenue system appear to be headed for a veto. Governor Evers issued a video statement today to say the bill doesn't send enough money to local communities and that it comes with too many strings attached. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan is warning of serious consequences if U.S. House Republicans don't agree to raise the national debt ceiling by June 1st. That's when the U.S. might run out of money to meet its obligations.
Markets will go crazy, they'll tank, interest rates will go up, costs will go up for people, that'll be job loss. And there's a whole bunch of ripple effects that happen out of not dealing with the debt ceiling properly.
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will hold talks on Tuesday. In sports, the Rockies clobbered the Brewers last night 7-1. Milwaukee tries to avoid a sweep today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. When I talk about fascism creeping in on little cat's feet, it is not limited to the judiciary. Let's talk about the Congress. We talked about the debt limit yesterday. I'm going to give you a little more details, more flesh on the skeleton. Let me tell you what would happen if we do default. And Janet Yellen says it could be as early as June 1. Could be later in June. It's coming up. I mean, this is what, May 4 is coming up next month. In any event, here it is. First of all, Social Security checks could be delayed. Payments to doctors who provide Medicare services could be delayed. They'll say, oh, we're just delaying it. But, you know, some people live paycheck to paycheck on Social Security. I told you that a while back that in West Virginia, more than 60% of the people in that state rely wholly or almost exclusively on Social Security. That's number one. Number two, federal workers wouldn't be paid. They say they're delaying it. Oh, you'll get it. You'll get it. You know, a lot of people don't have that much money in the bank. They do not have that much money in the bank. borrowing costs would go up, not just for the federal government. We would be end up, right now we're paying over 5% on 90-day treasuries. It's going to go up a lot more than that if it defaults. And that's just useless interest that we didn't have to pay. Borrowing costs for you would go up. Mortgage rates would go up. Credit card rates would go up. It'd all go up. Special status of our debt would disappear. Right now, we are the most secure debt in the world. By raising the interest that we have to pay on our bonds in the future, because people won't trust us, would be many tens of billions of dollars a year, maybe more. Stock market would fall quite badly. Companies would lay off workers. I mean, companies that provide services and goods to the federal government aren't going to say, all right, here's this stuff and you can pay me next year. Pay me next year. The banking crisis would get worse. Regional banks in particular, there's already been, what, three that have gone under? It would get a lot worse. And let me tell you, even if we just get up to the edge of default, just the edge, and then don't default. In other words, they cut a deal on May 31st to avoid June 1. That in itself, going up to the brink, would cause unemployment of 0.1%. We'd lose 200 jobs. If we went into default and then they cured it in less than a week, we'd lose 500,000 jobs, 0.3% in unemployment. It was a longer default. And back in 2011, they pulled this on us. They pulled it on Obama. And they went several months. It wasn't on the default. It was on the fact that they wouldn't authorize any money in a new budget. It cost us 8.3 million jobs, and the stock market would fall more than 45%. When we're shut down, there's about 7,500 rail miles of railroad track that wouldn't get inspected. We closed down 375 air traffic controller towers, even though we have 26,000 flights in the air at all times. We would shut down $5.5 billion from highway infrastructure. 1.7 million people would have food insecurity. In other words, they wouldn't get food. 600,000 wouldn't get rental assistance. Republican John Cornyn of Texas, a Republican, said, well, I really don't care what the tactics are. We have to win back the majority. That was his response to this. We have to win back the majority. Remember something, what they are doing, and then I'll go to the line, do not hang up, but what they are doing is what would have been the case if Nancy Pelosi, when Trump was president, had said, we'll only raise the debt limit if you codify Roe, give us an immigration bill, and give us Medicare for all. Otherwise, we're going to shut down the government. They're doing the same thing here the other way. They're going, well, hard infrastructure did pass, and soft infrastructure, bipartisan, signed by the president. Hard infrastructure passed with 19 Senate Republican votes. But we think that Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, and Matt Gaetz should overrule that. Because if McCarthy doesn't go along with them, they'll yank his speakership. And Moscow Mitch and all of the moderate Republicans, so-called, 19 of them, doesn't matter what they did. It's already been done. Yeah, I know, and we've already issued bonds. But now you have got to default on those bonds. That's what's going on. And when I talk about fascism creeping in little cat's feet, it's not just judges. When you have a gerrymandered state legislature like we do in Wisconsin and a gerrymandered Congress, which is the only reason they have a majority, they are using the appearance of law to destroy the country. Make no mistake about it. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Great topic, Matt. John Cornyn from Texas. How much did his party put on the charge card in the Trump years? How much? Now,
$7 trillion. $7 trillion.
Okay, now somebody has to say to him, all right, John, how much are you going to roll back? How much are you going to give back to we don't incur this debt? We'll roll something back, but you lead by, show us by your leadership. Start rolling back. He will lose it. the minute you talk to him that way, because he don't want enough people to know that they created part of the mess. Democrats are guilty too. They need to make some adjustments or look to it. But the Democrats aren't threatening to shut the country down. Republicans love the grandstand, but the grandstand is nothing. I mean, I can't believe we take those criminals serious. And here's what I mean by criminals. They are considered by the FBI domestic terrorists. They already supported an insurrection. And we, the people of America, let them push us around. They're a minority. They're not the majority. Yet we do this. You talk about a fascism creeping in on little kids' feet. It's here. It's not creeping. It's staring us in the eyeball. Well, I can't believe that only a few people like Eric Swalwell, there's a couple Democrats that got the backbone to come at these people and say, either put up or shut up. Because they created a good part of the mess. They're responsible. I said my piece for today. Have a great day, man.
Yeah, no, Bill, you're right on the money. And let me build on that a little bit. They have succeeded with the courts and gerrymandering in doing something that the Founding Fathers didn't believe could be done. The Founding Fathers thought that any federal judge, including especially a Supreme Court justice, would be honest and would be dispassionate and wouldn't have conflicts of interest and do what he or she thought was best for the country. That turned out not to be true. They located these people and they put them on the court. And they exist for one purpose, and that is to advance the Republican Party and do what they can to change policy in this country, contrary to what the Congress wanted. Then they invented gerrymandering. No one thought about gerrymandering. 200 years ago, did you ever wonder how the name gerrymander came about? There was a guy named Eldridge Gerry. That's his name, Eldridge Gerry, G-E-R-R-Y, in Massachusetts. And he devised a seat for himself that looked like a salamander. It was a long, skinny thing, like a long, skinny fish. And they called it a gerrymander. In other words, a salamander for Jerry. Well, they had no computers back then. They didn't know how to do this really effectively. But now they can with surgical precision. We're the most gerrymandered state in the country, by the way. Florida is a close second, and there are others. That's the only reason they have majorities in the state legislatures and in the Congress, in the House. But what happens is, once they get in, they pass laws or they issue decisions that have the appearance of the law. They have the appearance of the law to sort of soothe everybody. And then they just take away your right to vote. They take away your right to vote. Or they shut down the government. And one of the ominous things is, Senator Tester of Montana, Senator Tester is a really great guy. He's up for re-election, Democrat, just said today that he has information that there are a number of Republicans who actually want to shut the government down. In other words, they think that will destroy Biden for 2024, and they don't care about the United States. If that's true, there are only two ways to handle this. One is the discharge petition, which requires five Republicans, and none of the Republicans in this state look like they're going to sign on. They will knife the country. They will knife the country. Or Joe Biden under the 14th Amendment says, I'm going to do what Abraham Lincoln would have done. I'm going to do what Abraham Lincoln did have done. If we have the equivalent of Confederates in the government right now, basically commies in modern parlance, the Confederates said back in the 1870s after the Civil War, they said, you know, we were crazy to take up arms. We couldn't win. All we had to do was stay in the government. We could erect the government from within. Those Confederates are back in the government, and they're not just Confederates in the sense of Southern and Northern. They're all over the place. There's some fine Southern people, and then there's some fine Northern people, and then there are tarantulas in the South and the North. It's not Confederates anymore. It's commies. And we've got to do something about it. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Andy? Andy of Beaver Dam, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Andy? Calvin, can we get Andy on the phone? Okay, Andy, for some reason, is not coming through. So I'm going to continue this And Andy, we want you. Do not hang up. Calvin will get to you as soon as he can to make sure you get on the phone. But here's what's happened. When you have a series of cases around the country, and they're all starting to show a pattern, Texas, I've told you already that they've isolated one Democratic county. They can overturn the vote already. Here you have the Supreme Court in Moore v. Harper already saying that they're taking up the issue of the independent legislature theory. A gerrymandered legislature isn't independent. Supreme Court justices who are taking $10.5 million, $133,000, whatever it is, they're taking tuitions for their great-nephew's boarding school. What the hell is that all about? What the hell is that all about? Well, okay, Andy, are you back on? Well, apparently Andy is not back on. Yeah, I can hear you now, Andy.
Can you hear me, Matt?
Yes, I can, my friend. Thank you. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Go ahead.
I just want to give you a heads up. On Tuesday night next week, they're on Frontline, which is on PBS. They're going to have a show on the Thomases, the Clarence Thomas and his whatever his wife's name, going back to his early history and whatever, you know, how he became a conservative and all that stuff. And they usually have pretty good programs on there that, you know, they do an in-depth study and so forth. So if anybody wants to be enlightened on Clarence Thomas, I would say that would be a pretty good program to check out and kind of get a history on that guy.
Yeah, that's a very, very good suggestion. That might not hit the fact that his great-nephew, that he got Harlan Crow to pay for the guy's boarding school, because that just broke yesterday. So that might not be on
that
it.
That might not be on there.
Yeah, but maybe it will be on it. And anyway, it he sat be. On a case.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it might. But Ginny Thomas had emails that the January 6th committee wanted, and Clarence Thomas voted not to turn him over. And not to turn him over. The guy's on the take, and then he's voting to protect his wife. Come on. Because at the core of this thing, what is happening, at the core of this thing, what is happening is that they are also slowly stripping our freedoms away. They issue the Dobbs case. They now are going to issue a Moore versus Harper case. They may defer it now because they're chicken and they're being seen. They are using the cover of law to take away your right to vote. And they do it either by gerrymandering and the state legislatures in the House, or they do it by saying that the state legislatures then have the right to overturn elections. They have the right to decide who the presidential elections are. We're going to a break. I see you on the line. Some more of you. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789.
Now I talk to weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 165.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows around 45. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 59. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 48. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
24/7 at waukradio.com.
Yesterday.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Reminder Day, Tom.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And I think that, as far as with the debt and the default, I think the big issue is, A, the Republican. You mentioned that Hester says there's a bunch of Republicans who want the country to go into default. They're wide open about that. They're not making that a secret at all. If you go on to Fox News, that's all you're going to hear is how going into default is actually going to be a good thing. That this will be a way to show the Democrats that we have to rein in that spending, and the only way we can do that is by going into default. And they're completely minimizing, if not glossing over, the reality of what's going to happen. I don't really think they actually know the reality of what's going to happen. They're so caught up in their echo chamber bubble that they see this as being a political win for not only for themselves, but for advancing their party. So I don't think that, as far as any negotiation tactics, you're not going to find five Republicans to do that discharge petition. They're not there. Nor do I see the Republicans doing any kind of movement, especially since they have pretty much told McCarthy, this speakership rests on the fact that we go into default. So if there's any kind of a deal that's made and we don't go into default, the very next day, I promise you that the Freedom Caucus is going to do it, vacate the chair on McCarthy. And he knows that. So there's all these incentives for the Republicans to lead the country off the cliff, and they're going to use every single one of them. And it's an unfortunate reality for us that are sane, but for the Republicans, no, they see this as these are going to be good days for them, which tells you where their priorities are, unfortunately. But thank you.
That is very well stated and succinctly stated and true. And let me give you a couple of potential remedies or antidotes. What John Boehner did and Paul Ryan did when they were speakers, and this thing came up one time, I can believe this. Do you remember, you'd have disaster aid if there's a hurricane or there's a tornado in Texas or a hurricane down in New Orleans, and we had plenty of disaster aid. When Hurricane Sandy hit, it was New Jersey and New York. Believe it or not, many Republicans wouldn't give them disaster aid because it was New Jersey or New York. They don't see themselves as Americans anymore. What Boehner did, and then afterwards in something similar, what Paul Ryan would do, they get all the Republicans they could get. So presumably Kevin McCarthy could get, he has 220-some-odd Republicans. Let's say he can get 180 of them. He says, all right. And then he goes to Hakeem Jeffries, and he said, all right, I need 38 more to get to 218. Jeffries would give him 38 because we want to extend the debt limit. And it would pass. Then Marjorie Taylor Greene or Bobbert or Gates or one of these ones would pull the speaker vote, right? Because McCarthy had to agree that one person can do it. In the old days, that would be 20% of the House. Okay. But then if McCarthy had any respect left and people respected him, and Boehner and Paul Ryan were trying to do the job, there would be a vote. And McCarthy would not get 218 votes. He might get 190. So then he would go to Hakeem Jeffries and say, okay, you and I are basically governing from the middle. We're governing in coalition. I got 190. I want to be the speaker. Give me 28 Democratic votes for McCarthy to be the speaker. And going forward, I am willing to work with you. And if I run into a buzzsaw with my right-wing nuts, you're going to make up the difference. if this were Boehner or Paul Ryan, I would say that that should be done. It's going to be hard to stomach, but there are at least 28 or 30 Democrats who are in such safe districts that they could do that and people would understand. Now, the problem is McCarthy is not trustworthy, and the problem is McCarthy is a very dull individual. I mean, it's amazing he even got to be Speaker, and that's not going to occur to him. So all I can say to Tom and McFarland is this. I would think there are five Republicans. There's a couple in New York who ain't going to get reelected if we go in default. And there's one in Pennsylvania that ain't going to get reelected. And there's a couple in California. I would simply say to them, vote for it, for the discharge petition, and then go say, look, I'm an American first. We're not going to default. Now I'm going to fight like hell for lower taxes, blah, blah, blah. But in the budget, not the budget default vote. But if all of that fails, I have faith in Joe Biden. And if I were Joe, I'd go on TV on March 31st and say, I am going to do what Abraham Lincoln did. Abraham Lincoln, back in the 1860s, when he ran into people who were trying to destroy the country, he said, I will not permit our union to founder. I will not permit that. And he did what he had to do. And what Joe Biden has to do is a lot less severe than a war, because people are shelling Fort Sumter. All he has to do is say, under the 14th Amendment, I am extending the debt limit as president of the United States. And I'm extending it this amount. And now I will negotiate on the budget on taxes, and I'll negotiate on the budget on spending. Now, the Republicans will be very relieved. They'll all complain. If it goes to the courts, the six tarantulas, they'll say, well, we don't interpret the 14th Amendment that way. Biden's got to say, well, I do, and you don't have an army. So shut up. That's got to happen. The only thing that Abraham Lincoln did different from what I said is he didn't say shut up, because he was a good politician. But this comes, there are extreme remedies needed here. If we default, the dollar's preeminence in the world is lost, number one. We've never defaulted. If people realize that they've got to pay more insurance on whether our bonds get paid than they do on the bonds of Ireland, Portugal, and the Czech Republic, we're not going to recapture our economic legitimacy and, frankly, our mastery of the world. It's going to encourage China to go into Taiwan. It's going to encourage Putin to be even more savage in Ukraine and to go into Estonia, which is in NATO, and say, you have Russian speakers, I'm going to liberate them. Because we have Republicans stabbing us in the back. The Republican Party is not the party that you knew when you were growing up. This is not Eisenhower. This is not Tommy Thompson. This is not Paul Ryan or John Boehner. These people are savages who hate the United States. They'll stick a knife in our backs. And they have to be strong measures. I didn't even get to what the Wisconsin state legislature is doing under Voss, which will wait for subsequent segments tomorrow and next week. But this is a time for patriots to stand together, Republican and Democratic. There are a lot of good Republicans. Get that discharge petition out. Make sure we don't default on our debt, and then negotiate like hell on taxes and spending. Coming into the show, great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on.
If you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk.